Chapter 6. Al-Qaeda Revealed. The first years of the Clinton administration had been a staccato drumroll of terrorism. Not one of them had been blamed by the CIA or FBI on anything called Al-Qaeda. The story of when and how the U.S. first began to focus on Al-Qaeda has been garbled in various accounts. It's time to set the record straight. Despite the lack of evidence of a bin Laden hand in the series of terrorist events, Tony Lake, his deputy Sandy Berger, his staff director Nancy Soderbergh, and I persisted in 1993 and 1994 in asking the CIA to learn more about the man whose name kept appearing, buried in the CIA's raw reporting, as terrorist financier Osama bin Laden. It just seemed unlikely to us that this man who had his hand in so many seemingly unconnected organizations was just a donor, a philanthropist of terror. There seemed to be some organizing force, and maybe it was he. In 1991, the Saudi government had given up trying to persuade Osama bin Laden to stop his criticisms of the royal family, its military alliance with the United States, and the continuing presence of U.S. forces. A frustrated Saudi government told him to leave the country. Bin Laden chose to go to Sudan, which at the time was the quintessential safe haven for terrorists of all stripes. The government of Sudan was dominated by the National Islamic Front, whose leader was Hassan al-Turabi. Although allegedly a religious scholar, Turabi preached a particularly violent flavor of hatred. The two radical fundamentalists were soulmates, sharing a vision of a worldwide struggle to establish a pure caliphate. Before going to Sudan, bin Laden had returned to Afghanistan, the site of his now widely acclaimed role in the war against the Soviets. He had found the post-Soviet Afghanistan factionalized by tribal groups, unwilling to take his counsel or direction. Although fighting continued there, it was not jihad against non-Muslims. Jihad was available to a limited extent in the Philippines, where Muslims in the south had been fighting the Christian government for centuries. Bin Laden sent key lieutenants there. Jihad was also available in Russia, where oppressed Muslims took advantage of the fall of the Soviet Union to seek independence for the province of Chechnya. Bin Laden sent Afghan Arab veterans, money, and arms to fellow Saudi Ibn Khattab in Chechnya, which seemed like a perfect theater for jihad.